Who did what and who said what?
Oh my God.
Really?
Seriously?
Really?
Can't be true.
A little bit of this and that.
What are you saying?
Just talking. Brought to you by In.com.
For the next few days, the only movie you're going to be reading or hearing about most probably involves a bulky man who loves being shirtless, because it's time for Salman Khan's movie. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika. So Salman Khan's movie is going to be out for Eid. It's called Bharat, while Priyanka Chopra is out gallivanting in Hollywood. How are the two related, you ask? Well, Priyanka Chopra was supposed to be in this movie, but when she didn't have enough time and pulled out, who did they get in but Salman Khan's ex to fill in? Katrina Kaif and Salman Khan are ex-flames, and they've already been in a ton of movies together, including his last release, Tiger Zinda Hai. And while director Ali Abbas Zafar seems to have forgotten all about it and said there was no bad blood, Salman Khan doesn't seem to be over it. He's bi, he doesn't take it very easily when he's rejected. He's all praises for Katrina Kaif though. She had 2 months to prepare, and they mentioned getting the right look and the right hair, but nobody mentions acting. So you know what to expect from this movie. What got everyone talking much before the release is the fact that Salman Khan's ex was cast in the movie, and everyone's going gaga over their effortless chemistry, or whatever that means. You cast two people with stone-faced expressions, obviously there's gonna be chemistry. Every time ex-flames come together on screen, it seems to be a great marketing tactic. You don't have to work all that hard to promote the movie, because that's a big talking point right there. Let's take a look at some other stars who went on to work together after they'd broken up. Ranbir Kapoor and Deepika Padukone, they had the love story that fed us all the right things we needed to hear. A star kid from one of Bollywood's most prominent families, in love with a girl who played sports before she began acting. They made appearances together, Deepika Padukone got a tattoo of his initials and everything, and then all hell broke loose. Even now, after each of them has gone on to date and marry other people, the most interesting thing about her seems to be her tattoo and her relationship with Ranbir Kapoor. If you go by the questions she's asked in press conferences, when she went on Coffee with Karan, she was asked about her rapport with Ranbir, because the other person on the couch was Alia Bhatt, who's supposedly dating him. She got married, and paparazzi wanted to know why Ranbir Kapoor didn't make it to the reception. But they went on to work in movies like Ye Jawani Hai Diwani and Tamasha. Seems like both of them are over it, but the country isn't. Gossip Girl. It's one of the most popular series, and thanks to the actors Blake Lively and Penn Badgley, there was enough gossip off-screen as well. They played a couple on screen, and they were just kids back then in their early 20s, and they decided to keep their relationship a secret because they thought their producers and other people who ran the show would be pissed off. But then they realized, hey, this is what they want, to just go ahead and date, so things on set would be chill and things on screen would be on fire. They broke up, but they continued to act together on the show, and they've actually become friends now. You know what makes them really good actors? When they broke up, even the other cast and crew didn't know for months. They acted their way through a breakup. Bravo, guys, bravo. You have to think twice when you cast girlfriends and boyfriends. Anurag Basu must have thought Ranveer and Katrina's relationship would give him a chance to shoot scenes easily, that chemistry would be effortless, but he didn't factor in lover tiffs. Apparently, Ranveer and Katrina argued a lot while making Jagga Jasoos, and by the time the movie came out, they'd already broken up. Now, these two had been in a relationship for a long, long time, like 6 or 7 years before they decided to call it quits. The breakup was written about a lot. Most of it was just speculation, because one day you'd read about how they avoided each other at some birthday party, and the next day you'd read about how they were chilling together with some friends at some other event. Katrina Kaif spoke about getting over Ranbir and how her mother came to her rescue and everything, but Ranbir steadily went on to make films with his other ex, Deepika Padukone. Then finally, Anurag Basu decided he had done whatever he could and released Jagga Jasoos. And suddenly, Katrina and Ranbir were together again, promoting the film. Honestly, I think it was this film, you know. Imagine you see someone at home, and then you see someone at work, and then you come home after a long day and you have to see that person again. Jagga Jasoos took 3 years to make, and it turned out to be a disaster for Ranbir, for Katrina, for Anurag Basu, and for the box office. Sanjay Dutt and Madhuri Dixit were on screen together after around 2 decades when they got together for Kalank. In all the time that has passed, Madhuri Dixit still looks as beautiful as ever, and Sanjay Dutt looks, well, like Sanjay Dutt. Back in the 90s, Sanjay Dutt and Madhuri Dixit were one of the most popular couples. Any movie they got together for went on to become a big hit. They've acted together in movies like Khalnayak and Thanedar and Mahanta, and even some really senti movies like Sajan. I remember watching Sajan as a kid and wondering why all the adults were going crazy over a movie that made you cry. But Sanjay Dutt and Madhuri Dixit had that command on screen. They could make you feel whatever they wanted you to. Anyway, he got arrested and he was off the radar. He came back. He became controversy's favorite child. Went on to date many other women while Madhuri Dixit took a break from all the attention, got married, had kids and came back. So when they got together for a movie again, obviously curiosity was at its peak to see what they'd react like to each other. But that was so long back and they have great PR people who'll tell them all the right things to say. So there wasn't much for us to know apart from regular lines about them promoting their film. But if they ever make a grown-up version of Beauty and the Beast, you know, these two are right here. Shahid Kapoor and Kareena Kapoor. The whole world thought they were the most adorable couple. She's a Kapoor, he's a Kapoor. He was this chocolate boy and she was this diva. Both of them are from filmy families and both of them seemed like kids who were trying to find their foothold in Bollywood. Now, most stars are really subtle when they're asked about their relationships and their private lives. They know how to evade questions like that really well, but not Shahid and Kareena. Their relationship was really public and they didn't shy away from making appearances together. They were even on Coffee with Karan on the same couch. So when news got out that they've broken up, everyone was like, what? Nothing we know is true anymore. Pure love doesn't exist. Hashtag no couple goals. And this, when they were in the middle of a movie that was their biggest hit together, Jab We Met. But they continued to work together, finished the movie and even promoted it, and were on stage together for an awards show and everything. But look at their other movies, 36 Chinatown and Fida. Yeah, you can just turn up and do whatever. So when they came together for Jab We Met, a movie that actually required acting, I think it got to them. Wow. They also went on to work in a movie called Milenge Milenge after Jab We Met, but again, nothing like Imtiaz Ali to bring out the best in them. Now, what's with Imtiaz Ali and bringing exes back together? Shahid and Kareena, Ranbir and Deepika. He's like the gossip-loving auntie at weddings who gets cheat thrills from putting people who don't like each other on the same table. Or he just doesn't have a marketing budget and lets gossip do all the work. Seems to work anyway. It was really, really weird timing for Kaley Cuoco and Johnny Galecki. Just after they decided to break up after 2 years of dating each other, their characters on Big Bang Theory, Penny and Leonard, had a lot of scenes in the bedroom together. That was their character arc, but Kaley says what was weird was the fact that these scenes weren't weird for them. That's because they were friends first before they dated and then eventually broke up. These guys giving us couple goals right there. Anushka Sharma and Ranveer Singh. The two of them were together in Band Baja Barat. This was Ranveer's debut, while Anushka Sharma had already had a hit at the box office with Shah Rukh Khan. Apparently, they got really close on the sets and that's when love happened. But also, gossip columns were full of stories of how Anushka Sharma got really jealous after Ranveer Singh was extra sweet to Sonakshi Sinha at some award function or something like that. And that's when the rift started and they grew apart, apparently. I think Ranveer wore whatever Anushka was supposed to wear for the award show and that's why they had a fight. So much more likely than what we read about. Anyway, they did come together to work in Zoya Akhtar's movie Dil Dharakne Do, and it must have been just a minor inconvenience to work with your ex, because have you seen the places they shot at? And that too on a cruise? Some breakups are not so bad. Shahid Kapoor and Priyanka Chopra. Wow, Bollywood is like one list of people taking turns dating each other. Anyway, these two had an on-again, off-again relationship, and every other story written about them was that they either had a fight or had patched up again till they finally called it quits. And with Shahid Kapoor being linked with almost every actor he worked with, this breakup didn't really cause a scene. After Kamine, they also worked together in a movie called Teri Meri Kahani, which tanked as badly as their relationship. Look at where they are now. Shahid Kapoor married and doing his dad duties, and Priyanka Chopra looking like an ex-convict at the Met Gala. What happens when you put two people together for years and years and they have to play a couple? That too in some weird love story that involves vampires. So it was no surprise that Kristen Stewart and Robert Pattinson started dating, and all their fans, who were basically a bunch of fantasizing teenagers, expected them to get married and everything. But Kristen Stewart decided to get busy with director Rupert Sanders and things went downhill from there. They still continued to promote the Twilight movies. Not that it needed any promoting, but hey. Such a weird thing when two ex-flames come on screen together, especially in Bollywood where everyone seems to have dated each other, that somehow ends up getting more attention than the plot itself. And that's what's happening with Salman Khan's Bharat as well. They somehow customized the character to fit in Katrina Kaif's accent, but we'll see how both of them fare in the acting department when the movie's out. Will Salman Khan finally give out a dialogue that's not a monotone? Will Katrina Kaif act more than she dances? We shall wait and watch. This is Just Talking, brought to you by In.com, and my name is Kritika.
Just Talking, brought to you by In.com.